All right, it's that time when we go ahead and have a conversation about debts and adultery. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ Eshelman, and I'm your friend. We're going to be going through Proverbs 6 today. Before that, let me do a little pray for you, and we'll start the morning off right. Father God, thank you for my friend and for anyone else who's listening, frankly. Father, I ask that you would bless them and that you would keep them in your care, that you would give them the appropriate reproofs that they need today and the appropriate encouragement that they need today as well. We do pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, all right. Let's do it. Proverbs 6, reading from the modern English version of the Bible. My son, if you put up security for your friend, if you have shaken hands with a stranger, you are snared with the words of your mouth. You are taken with the words of your mouth. Do this now, my son, deliver yourself. When you have come into the hand of your friend, go and humble yourself. Plead with your friend. Give no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as a doe from the hand of the hunter, as a bird from the hand of the fowler. It is kind of one of those strange things to read, but I know of multiple situations where a young person has been convinced to co-sign on a loan, for example, you know, and ends up, you know, tragic. So. Or just unfortunate. So it's just generally good advice. So. Verse 6, one of my favorites. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Yes. Which, having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her bread in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. It is a little ironic that we now know that it is the males that go out, but we'll let that go. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep, yet a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So your poverty will come upon you like a stalker. Your need is an armed man. This is a classic verse there. So, yeah. I think we might have to play the Go to the Ant rock song that we have at the end of this. But, I mean, it is kind of one of those reminders not to get caught in the trap of not just of laziness. I mean, laziness is something that happens as a result of too much of this, but this is saying that it's not hard to tell yourself, no, it'll be okay. I'm just going to rest for a while. I'm just going to sleep in today. And then that becomes tomorrow, you know, like that. And so it really does become, well, more importantly, when it comes to these kind of things and productivity in general, by the way, a lot of times what I find is it's best to think in terms of not just today, in terms of like motivation or whatever, but in terms of like, all I need to worry about is today, you know, and then say, you know what, this is my goal for today. Is that one way to say that, but it's more of, this is the system that I have and this is what it requires today. And so that's James Clear talks about that in Atomic Habits, for example, but it is a valid thing. So if we break that system, then the result is you know, oftentimes these kind of things. And that's why it says, so poverty will come upon you like a stalker, need like an armed man, is because honestly, these kind of things can sneak up on you. And I say this from someone who has experienced this pretty recently. And in fact, I kind of almost think recently, as in like, as I'm recording this, I can point to some leeway I've given myself that I really shouldn't have. And so the natural result is need. But in any case, verse 12, a wayward person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes. He signals with his feet. He motions with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He sows discord. Therefore, his calamity will come suddenly. In a moment, he will be broken without remedy. Yeah, so got a bit of that going on. Okay, so yeah. I think sometimes it's just really just a matter of just, yeah, it all makes sense. Verse 16. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift and running to mischief, a false witness who speaks lies, and he who stores discord among brethren. My son, keep your father's commandment, and do not forsake the instruction of your mother. Bind them continually around your upon your heart, and tie them around your neck. So we got another potential heading here, I guess you could say, which makes sense. When you go, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light. And reproofs or instruction are the way of life to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of seductress. So saying basically that this is a pathway. So if you're curious how to keep away from evil women, it is because of the reproofs of instruction. You know, that is something that builds up the immunity, I guess you could say, of knowing better. Verse 25. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. I like this, actually. I think we mistakes this sometimes. But this is lusting after her beauty in your heart. That it is saying that is not just simply a, you know, passing. Ooh, she's pretty. It's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. It's more of like wanting to possess that, basically, is what this is. You know, to have her in your life or your possession, I guess you could say, in these kind of terms. Hard to understand for some people, I guess, but honestly, this is why the instructions are here, is to make that as unappealing as possible. But just to call it out for what it is. You know, it's not just simply just some biological thing here. That's not what this is about. It's not like a basal instinct. This is something where it is, you know, wanting to have someone that doesn't belong to you in that regards. Not wanting to, you know, yeah, do those kind of things. But it's, I'm not explaining things very well today, and I apologize, but hopefully get the gist of it. Verse 26. For by means of a harlot, a man is reduced to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he who goes into his neighbor's wife, whoever touches her, will not be innocent. Yeah, and then we see in a later chapter here that there's a trying to address this by this adulteress, by this seductress, trying to make like it's okay, but we know better. Like the can walk upon coals and not, your feet not be burned, that sort of thing. It's just like it's kind of one of those things where it's just like there's no putting it back after that, you know. Verse 30, men do not despise of a thief. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he's hungry. But if he is found, he must restore sevenfold. He will give all the substance of his house. But whomever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does it destroys his own soul. A wound and a dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, nor will he rest content, though you give many gifts. In other words, you're not going to talk or give your way out of this. It's not going to happen. So, and again, this is one of those chapters where I know it's sometimes difficult for those of us that kind of already know better. We have to remind ourselves that these are the kind of things that we need to be repeating. We need to have these kind of available in our arsenal, if you will, because there are young men in our lives that, you know, whether we recognize it or not, you know, there are young men that need to know these things, and they need to know that it's not just because I said so, or because, well, the Bible says not to do this. The Bible says not to do this because this is what happens if you do. This is the result of that. You know, it is not just a simple, like, you can't have things you like. That's not ever going to win everybody's heart with that. It really is a matter of, you know, making sure that they know. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go and play the Go to the Ant song, and I will plan on seeing you yet again tomorrow, and be blessed by the best. Then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Creeping like a thief, hands folded, brings only grief. Go to the ants, see you fool. Work and toil, that's the rule. No idle days, no wasted time. Rise and grind, up the climb. Harvest time is just around the bend. Prepare your store before the end. Winter's cold is on its way. Safe for the days when skies are gray. Lazy bones dragging their feet while ants march on, never miss a beat. Lessons there in front of you. Open your eyes, see it through. Ants never stop, they never rest. In every struggle they give their best. So why do you let time pass by? Get on your feet, reach for the sky. See you fool, work and toil, that's the rule. No, I
no wasted time. Rise and grind up that climb. Harvest time is just around the bend. Prepare your store before the end. Winter's cold is on its way. Save for the days when skies are gray. Lazy bones drag around the bend. Prepare smart on, never miss a beat. Winter's cold is on its way. Save for the days when skies are gray. Lazy bones dragging their feet while ants march on, never miss a beat. Lessons there in front of you. Open your eyes, see it through. Go to the ants, see your fruit. While ants march on, never miss a beat. Lessons there in front of you. Open your eyes, see it through. Ants never stop, they never rest. In every struggle, they give their best. So why do you let time pass by? Get on your feet, reach for the sky.